Wake up. It's Hot 96.9's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but Wiggy, I think we need you to talk somebody off a ledge right now.
I could easily do that.
Look to your left. Let me introduce you to Melissa from Hot 96.9.
Hi. Yep.
She has been listening to the talk of Tom Brady and the Patriots having internal strife for so long now that she's starting to believe that something's up.
Right. And that's because she's listening to a bunch of jackasses out there. Listen, if you've never played a sport, especially professionally in football, don't talk. Don't talk. Stop listening to the idiots like Adam Schefter and all these other jabronis that the only time they've been in a locker room is to sniff jocks. Now, Melissa, go ahead.
I was going to say.
And she jumps.
No. Listen, I'm not one of those people that believes that Brady hasn't decided whether or not he's coming back. However, I feel like there is, when there's smoke, there's fire. There's been a lot of conversation about some internal struggles within the team, between Belichick, between the players. There's something to that.
What is to that, though? That's the point. That's like,
let's just say I don't believe that there is as much camaraderie between the coach and the players as there used to be.
Okay, that's fine.
I feel like it could be the beginning of the end of the, you
Brady,
know,
Brady Belichick. Well, you thought before that
if you say the camaraderie, okay, I can understand. I've told you the story 1,000 times. I had a guy stand up in the middle of the damn meeting and go, listen, I don't like half you MFs, but as long as you show up and play on Sunday, that's all that matters. And, you know, Belichick is not the easiest person to play for. You know, Brady's at the point in time in his career where, you know, he's doing other things. He wants to be with his family. My thing is all these idiots out there going, oh, he's not committed to playing 2008. He's not going to be back. It's all this other stuff. What has he done that has said he is not committed to playing in 2018.
Enjoyed his vacation. That's pretty much it.
And then he's like, oh, he's not showing up to voluntary workouts where they lift. We all know Brady likes his own workout routine. You know how many guys I played with who didn't show up to OTAs? And they showed up to play in the regular season?
My thing is this, right? Like, I get all that, Wiggy. But we as fans, we devote so much time, money,
effort. I'm a fan too. Yes, so do I.
So don't you think we deserve some answers? I am so tired.
But answer from what?
About the Gronk not making his decision.
She wants an Instagram picture of Belichick and Brady hugging.
Okay.
So can't wait to do it again.
Tell us what's going on.
You want me to tell you what's going on? I'm going to tell you what's going on. And to soothe you, take it from somebody who's an expert who knows, okay? It's very simple. Gronk wants more money. That's it. Gronk wants more money, and he should get more money. He's the best tight end in the league. He should be paid like some of those wide receivers who are making $16 million a year. He's only getting like $9 million. So he wants more money. So how does he try to get more money? He has to play his leverage and say, you know what? I might not come back next year. I'm retired. So that's it. Give him more money, and Gronk will be happy. Brady, like I said, Brady is a guy that wants to just, you know, spend a little bit of time with his family, does not want to show up to the OTAs, and, you know, because it's these workouts, and he's going to be back to play. There you go.
Remember, you do tell that story a lot about the guy who got up and said, hey, I don't care if I like you guys or not, as long as you show up to play. Did you guys win the Super Bowl that year?
We were actually in the Super Bowl. We lost to the Patriots in Super Bowl 38. When I was with Carolina.
It was a good game.
All right, that's good. Because if he said, oh, we went 6-10 that year, it just wouldn't have carried the same weight.
Wake up! It's Hot 96.9's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.